Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
You know, Jeannie, I was thinking that some people, you know, have just begun listening to Devotional Life with Paul and Jeannie. And so I, first of all, I want to say welcome. Please join in with us in the sense that you also are having a devotional time to the Lord. And we call it our little 10-minute slice of heaven where we take our minds and thoughts off of earth and put them onto heavenly things. And so please just enjoy this time. And hopefully your life will be touched by it and you too will want to become a devotional life Christian, meaning that you have devotions with the Lord every day. Every day with Jesus. That's our motto this year. So Jeannie, would you like to back up maybe just a little and give us a running start?
Sure. And I'd like to mention to those who are just joining us, I think there's around 320 episodes on Spotify or podcasts or however you're listening to it, Facebook. So if you want to back up and sure. build up, then you can do it. The wonderful thing about that media is that when you punch on one of the earlier ones, it'll just keep rolling until the next one. So if you got a long driving trip, they'll continue in sequence. So it's been surprising that we've gone on so many episodes on putting on the armor of God.
Right.
And we just seem to really be in this place where we're in Ephesians 6:15, where we're getting dressed and it says, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news. So that's the gospel, so that you will be fully prepared. So we looked at it first by, you know, how do we come into that place of putting on those shoes of peace with the gospel and our own conversion and how that becomes something that we own and we find that peace for ourselves. And then we spent time listening to testimonies of others that we've interviewed. Right,
which was a pure joy.
Right, and everybody's story is different. Because we all are different with different backgrounds, personalities, and God knows that. And so that place of where we meet him and that we have that change in our life from what our life was like before to actually meeting him, giving ourselves over to him, and what our life's like now, it's just fun to hear.
Yes, it is. And encouraging.
And encouraging. And I think in some testimonies more than others, we personally can relate, but it's the answer's the same. Find out that you need Jesus, right? So we spent some time recently in the last few episodes getting to know Nicodemus, which I fondly call Nick, and I'm feeling kind of sad because we're going to move on from him today. But, we talked about him and how he was a religious leader and knew the Bible backward and forward, and yet even with all the good works he did and keeping the law, he knew there was something missing. And so he went to see Jesus at night and ask him these questions.
Right. With all his education, he still seemed a bit clueless as to who God is.
Right. So he asked Jesus to help him, and Jesus answered his question by saying, you must be born again. So we spent time on that. How do you be born physically from your mom, you know, in this physical world, and how are you born spiritually? So we spent time about that and how the Holy Spirit comes in and he regenerates us. And so now we're able to like put in the plug of the lamp and we're able to connect to that power source with God and have relationship with him. Our sins are no longer in the way. And we have this family loving relationship with the Father because Jesus had come to take our sins and take our place. So we went through, as he's talking to Nicodemus, the famous verse from John 3:16, saying that he was sent by the Father to the world and that he came out of love.
Yes.
And then verse 17 says he didn't come to condemn.
Right.
And the reason why is...
We're condemned already, actually,
by the world is already condemned. And we spoke about that being on like a Titanic and it's on its way down.
Yeah. We said, get the lifeboat.
And get in the lifeboat. And then we spent some time, why wouldn't somebody get in the lifeboat? And Jesus goes on after 3:17, he says, you know, the world's already condemned. Then 3:18, he tells us the answer, why someone would refuse to get it into the lifeboat.
Yeah, and, you know what? Can I say real quick?
Sure.
If you've not read the Gospel of John, chapter 3 lately, I strongly recommend you do that. Just grab your Bible really quick, and it only takes, you could probably read through chapter 3 in 1 or 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes maybe, mm-hmm. but do that. It's just such an encouragement and a joy and a realization of how, you know, God is not here to condemn us, but that through Jesus we might be saved.
And we talked about the backdrop was getting the right perspective.
Yes.
You know, that this is not heaven here on earth right now.
And it's not going to be.
No. And we need to be rescued. So in John chapter 3, verses 8-19, Jesus said, and that's another reason to read John 3, because I love to hear him actually speaking.
Yes.
This is God speaking. And in verse 19, we kind of talked about this last time, and the judgment is based on this fact. God's light, talking about himself, came into the world, but people love the darkness more than the light, for their actions are evil. In verse 20, all who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed.
It's
so
that crazy.
We spent time with that last time.
Yeah, that crazy thought that somehow, you know, God's going to crimp your style.
Right.
Or, you know, interfere with your life. But he is life. And he is here to bless us. And not to crimp our style, but that we might walk in Jesus' style.
Yeah. And that we were created perfectly by him to have a fulfilling life while we're here.
Right.
And he's got the key that unlocks that secret of why am I here that people ask.
Nicely put.
So during that time with Nicodemus, since we're leaving him, he had a contemporary. What was his name, honey?
A Nicodemus did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Paul the Apostle in his Acts chapter 22 says that he was running the streets of Jerusalem for his whole life. So, and he also ended up being part of the Sanhedrin, the ruling council of the Jews. So, for sure he ran into Nicodemus and Gamaliel, of course, at that time too. But,
So do you think that, Paul was, annoyed with Nicodemus when he saw him or looked at him as like a traitor because he started following Jesus, because we do see later in the scriptures that he tries to defend Jesus, and at the very end at the cross he also is involved. Paul must have been aware of that, and I'm sure he was thinking, what's with this guy? Why did he change? But it still wasn't enough for him to actually stop him in his tracks. In fact, we can look at Paul's testimony and his conversion, which I really want to get into, because Paul was in a fast track to try to kill Christians. And because he believed that Christians were following a Christ which was a counterfeit, actually inspired by the devil. That's what he thought. So he was pretty self-righteous about what he was doing. But he was after those Christians, and he was dragging men and women and throwing them into prison, anyone that called themselves a Christian. So I'd like to read Acts 9 and talk about that, but do we need to wait till next time?
Yeah, we probably do. Okay. You give a little taste of it if you want.
Okay, it says verse 9, Saul was uttering threats with every breath and was eager to kill the Lord's followers. So he went to the high priest and he requested letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus, asking for their cooperation to arrest any followers of the way, they called that. And he wanted to bring them, both men and women, back to Jerusalem in chains. And then verse 3 talks about his intersection where he gets stopped. It's going the wrong way. You can be sincere, but going the wrong way.
Sincerely wrong. Yeah.
And the Lord in his kindness stops us when we're going the wrong way.
Okay, so hopefully we've primed the pump and you're ready to listen as we get into this next session.
Another testimony of somebody.
Father, thank you so much for loving us and giving us this little time together in order to think about you and the plans that you have for us, to bless us and to draw us into a tight relationship with you. Be with my brothers and sisters this day as they think about you. And we pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you.